I'm Marko Mäkelä. I have been working on InnoDB Core for almost 20 years, and today I will talk about one of my pet hates in InnoDB, this change buffer, which I long time suspected that it's causing bugs, but I couldn't prove all of them. I took a car analogy because some software people like car analogies. This unsafe at any speed. It's from the  1960s. I'm a bicycle person myself. What was the change buffer good for? It was something developed in the times of the spinning Rust hard disks. The idea was that when you are doing sequential I/O, like page reads or page writes sequentially, then the read/write head will move less on the hard disk. If you're doing random seeks, it could take a long time to position the head to the correct track and then wait for the sector to come under the track when it's rotating. The idea of the change buffer was that instead of reading something from a page and then applying a change to that page, you would write a buffer change to somewhere else. If a B3 secondary index leaf page is not in the memory, in that case, we could instead of reading the page to perform an insert, originally it was for only insert buffering, we would write that insert operation into a separate insert buffer tree. Then later, when some other operation needs to read the page, it would merge the changes from that buffer to the page. These structures are persistent. If even the insert buffering could happen years ago and then at some point years later happens, somebody wants to access that page, and then you get the trouble. This was extended in MySQL 5.5 to cover delete operations and purge operations. Deleting in InnoDB only marks the record for deletion. Same for update of a key in a secondary index. It will do delete marking and insert. The purge is what is actually removing the record. Those operations could be buffered, but not rollback of an insert. That was never buffered. This leads to lots of problems, like the change buffer is located in the InnoDB system table space. Up to this time, there is no mechanism to shrink the system table space. If you at some point use the change buffer a lot, your system table space will grow by some hundreds of gigabytes. There's no way to reclaim that space. Okay, in MariaDB, we have something, we are working on something to help with that, but it's not done yet. This